You're ending the life of an innocent human being that is a child.
Thank you for illustrating my point, yes. Yeah. If I wanted to engage in the same style of conversation you're engaging in, I would just say that over and over again. Why do you want to make moms baby factories? Why do you
want to
make moms slaves? You know what is really problematic is when we take away rights from certain groups of people and we force them to do things with their bodies that they don't want to. A lot of eugenics was done that way. A lot of the Nazi concentration camps were that way. In Japan, Unit 343 did a lot of weird things like that or whatever the fuck,
that's
right?
That's up to the
so
cases of
sex. If you're going to make the argument that, like, oh, well, viewing people as people sometimes and not as really problematic, then I'll say, okay, well, restricting rights from people, especially women, has also been really problematic historically. So, welcome to women's suffrage. Welcome to women being able to own property. Welcome to women having access to birth control.
Thank
welcome
you for
to women
explaining
being able
women's
to do,
rights.
No problem. I'll do it since you guys have the problem with the understanding. But I'm saying I'm not doing that because that's boring to me. Because obviously, if you guys thought that a fetus wasn't a human life, then you would obviously agree with me. And if I agree that a fetus was a human life, I would obviously agree with you. When you use normatively loaded terms like murder a child or commit homicide, then all you're doing is you're begging the question. Nobody at this table and nobody in this room believes in killing children or committing homicide against children.
Except
the question is,
question
when does it become a child?